My love, will you come in here?
Are you excited for tonight?
Me too.
In fact, I think you can see a wet spot in my panties. I've been excited all day, though. I bet you have too. I think you've been looking forward to this even more than I have. How long have you fantasized about watching another man fuck me? For as long as we've been married, right? So, you've wanted this for a decade. You've wanted to watch another man satisfy me for the past 10 years. That's incredible. Yeah. I imagine you're about as excited as you've ever been. Is that true? Is your dick getting hard already, my love? Is that because I haven't let you come in 2 weeks? Is that because I've let you listen as my bull and I have had phone sex? Is that because I've told you how good he fucks me and how hard he makes me come? I suppose all of that has you excited, doesn't it? I'm sorry I waited so long before I was willing to let you watch, my love. I wasn't sure what it would be like if you were in the room. I suppose I was being a little selfish, too. He fucks me so good that I wasn't willing to risk that having you there would mess it up. I'm ready now, though. In fact, I'm certain that your presence is going to make the sex even more exciting. You know why, my love? Because tonight is about you embracing your new place in our marriage. You're going to watch, of course, but you're going to do so much more than that. Don't be nervous. There's no need for that. I promise you are going to enjoy tonight. Some of what you'll be required to do might feel uncomfortable, but I think you'll come to understand that it's all very, very necessary. You see, you're not the same kind of man that my bull is. I don't mean to sound cruel, but he's far superior to you in almost every way. I love you dearly, of course I do. But compared to him, well, you're really not much of a man at all. But that's okay. As it turns out, you're exactly the kind of man I want to be married to. The kind of man that prioritizes my needs over his own. The kind of man who will do as he's told, because he knows that doing so will make me happy. That's why you're going to do as I desire tonight, even if you find it embarrassing or uncomfortable or downright humiliating. You understand? Good. You can start by stripping and changing into the pair of panties I left for you on the bed. Ah, no question, my love. Do as you're told. Strip and change into those panties. There you go. Now that's a good boy. Aww, you look so cute in panties, especially that little dicklet of yours. Now, why don't you get on your knees for me? Good boy. That's a good place for you, my love. And you're going to spend quite a bit of your night on your knees. Let's go over how I expect tonight to go. When my bull arrives, you'll answer the door and welcome him to our home. You'll do so in your cute panties and nothing else. It's important that you show him that you understand exactly what kind of man you are. That is, the kind of man that wears panties when there's an alpha male in the house. You'll ask him if he wants a drink, and then you'll rush to the kitchen to make it for him. He and I will be on the couch and you'll bring us both drinks. You know what I like. And then you'll get on your knees and remove my bull's shoes. You'll stay on your knees and remain silent as he and I talk and do a little fooling around. You'll keep your hands off that little dick of yours, too, although you're free to get hard as you watch me kiss my bull and as you hear him tell me how much he's missed me, and I tell him how much I missed him, and how often I think of him, and how much I'm looking forward to having his cock inside me. When the time comes, you'll remove his pants, underwear, and socks. I'm sure he'll already be hard at that point, and I'd like you to take special note of how much bigger he is than you. Then you're going to be a very good boy, and you're going to ask for permission to suck his cock. No talking, my love. No complaining. You'll do as you're told. Tonight is not about what you want. It's about learning about what you need. What I've decided you need. And I've decided that you need to suck a real man's cock. So, that's what you'll do. My bull and I will watch. We'll kiss. I'll tell him how much I love seeing my husband suck his cock. I might put a hand on the back of your head and make you gag on his cock a little. At some point, I'll want his cock in my mouth. And when I do, you'll suck his balls. You'll show him that you know what kind of man you are. And in that moment, you'll be a man that wears panties and sucks the balls of someone superior. You'll use your tongue to prepare my pussy for penetration. Getting me nice and wet so his big dick slides into me easily. And then you'll guide his cock into me. You'll watch him fill me while you're on your knees, and if I instruct you, you'll worship my ass or suck his balls while I'm riding him. And if he slips out of my pussy, you'll suck his big dick clean before putting it back inside me. You'll watch him make me come, and when he does, you'll thank him for fucking me far better than you ever have. You'll watch me as I make him come inside me and fill me up. You'll watch his cock and balls pulse as he fills my pussy with his thick load. Then you'll suck his dick clean after he comes in my pussy. You'll thank him again for fucking me. And then you'll beg for the chance to clean up every drop of his cum from my cunt. And if you're lucky, I'll let you do it all over again for the second time he fucks me. Do you understand, my love?